Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get him, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Before we get to the call here shortly, Jim in Jupiter says, Bill, I think callers should be paid like players. For example, Cosby Cattleman should be sponsored by Dickel, Armageddon sponsored by McDonald's, Karen sponsored by Trader Joe's, and Jeff in the Borough sponsored by the Murfreesboro High School City Council. So, yeah, the callers could revolt like players and say, I demand money. Cosby Cattleman, welcome in.
Well, Jim, on Sure King, that's a pretty good idea. I'll go with that.
You like that. I figured you would.
Well, sports world's getting crazier by the day. Did they come out overnight, Bill, and do that one-time transfer, no holds barred? Didn't that come out overnight?
It's done. Today is the formality of it, but it's done.
Yeah. I tell you what, Bill, you know, the college model, we still watch it. Let's see, the NCAA basketball tournament's as entertaining as ever, no matter if these dudes bounce around. But is the college model broken?
Pretty much.
I mean, when you got dudes on, you're booing the guy playing for Florida this year and he's playing for your team the next year. Just kind of the old 3-4 years of college experience, the old student-athlete line of crap, it just gets flimsier by the day, doesn't it?
It's going in the wrong direction rapidly, yes.
Yeah. Hey, I was reading a little John Adams bill. I got some good stuff for you today. And I don't, you know, like I said, I don't follow college baseball all that closely, but we all know how Corbin cheats and his little phony scholarships and all that. But I didn't realize that Leiter and Rocker turned down money last year. Could they have gone pro last year?
Well, they're not in the same. Leiter and Rocker turned down money out of high school.
Okay.
For sure.
I think John Adams said in his article today, I was just buzzing it, that they turned down money last year to come back.
You know what? Somebody would have to know better than me about that. I'm not sure.
How's that work?
I just know, well, both are coming out this year, and they're not turning down money. And Leiter can come out as a sophomore because he's going to be 21.
Did we ever figure out, Bill, who got those two full free ride minority scholarships that Corbin gets to, how he gets to 13.7? Did you ever figure out who those two dudes are on the full ride, which never happens in college baseball?
I do not know.
Is Corbin coming on? Maybe Poe can ask him next hour. I wouldn't count on it, but maybe Poe could ask him. Maybe when he's not kissing his tail.
I'll pass that on to him.
Hey, Bill, I got some good stuff for you today. What about Elijah Herring coming through? Murfreesboro, Riverdale, number one. Give him the
now,
number one jersey.
What my son was telling me is that his younger brother is the top player in the state coming up the next year.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of times, Bill, these three-star dudes that get overlooked, that are, you know, the 15th player in the state, a lot of times, you know, we all want the number one, the number two guys, of course, but sometimes those guys come in with a little bit of the chip on their shoulder, a little something to prove, and, you know, it is, these in-state dudes, it's the State University of Tennessee, and, you know, pray for that dude's life. You know, if he comes over here and doesn't hit bust to grave, he can be a dentist or UT will set him up selling striker knee replacements. He'll probably have a pretty good life.
They go to the vet school? I mean,
that's what they do. That's what they do. That's what UT does with all their football players. When they don't hit the NFL, they send them out selling replacement knees.
That's what they all do.
Yeah, if you need a hip or a knee, call the Neil and Thompson Sports Complex. They'll find one for you pretty quick. Hey, Bill, two things for you. First off, I don't have a horn growing off the back of my neck. Got that second shot. I'd like to encourage everybody out there to go ahead and do it. Put your policy
you did
aside.
It.
Go ahead and get stuck.
So are you is your arm trying to fall off?
I've been sore, Bill. I got real sore on my left side. I won't bore your audience. But actually, you know what? I think I had a worse reaction to the first shot. Everybody's talking about how bad the second one was going to be. I got sore in the arm and in my neck, down my left side, but maybe it's because I knew what was coming. I had a little chill and fever and didn't sleep all that great that first night. But, I'll just tell you right now, put your politics aside, it's a big relief for me personally to get it. And I'm full vax. That's that new phrase. You have to put that on the verboten list, Bill. I'm full vax. Late end of the month.
Now,
going to be walking around Dollywood eating over at Aunt Fanny's kitchen with about a half pint of Dickel down my cowboy boots. I can't wait. No mask.
You said you did have a slight fever the first night.
Yeah, just a little slight chill. When they stick you, your body, they make you sit there for 15 minutes, some people 30 minutes for observation.
Sure.
You kind of feel a little something's happening in there. Like I said, the personal preference, I'm not going to lecture anybody, but I tell you what, I feel pretty happy about going through the process, and I'm going to be feeling, I'm sitting there for the 1st of May, burning those masks, eating those steaks outside. Hey, Bill, one thing here real quick. I want to got something that's going to make you puke real quick.
Let me ask you a question. No, I got a question. First day of the second shot. You get the shot, the second shot. That same day, are you allowed to consume Dickel?
I sure as hell did. I don't know if I was allowed to or not, but I'll tell you what, I'm going to get in the way of that. They'll be on full vax day. Watch out, Bill. I might fill a swimming pool up with it. Now, Bill, let's get on. I want to say something to make you puke real quick and get out of your way.
Yes.
You know how Lord Griss always tells us about the legit media business, the newspaper guys?
Yes.
I guess Griff doesn't seem to have much use for the 24/7 guys if you're working for a newspaper. Well, most of these newspaper dudes are getting fired. And the newspaper industry, the print newspaper industry, has been on the rocks forever, but it keeps ticking along. Do you take the Tennessean, Bill? Do you subscribe to it?
I don't subscribe to any newspaper, no.
Well, a lot of these regional papers, Pick Your City, have been bought out by USA Today. And we've been getting a lot of Peabody News from Adam Sparks and Gentry Estes. I think they base out of Nashville. Get some pretty good articles, actually. But guess what I saw on the front page of the Sentinel, the local paper over here today, Bill?
What?
Fulmer talking about his retirement, that fat turkey. The Sentinel's running around pretending he retired instead of getting fired. $37,000 a month. And the Sentinel on the front page of the paper has got an article about Fulmer and his little stupid golf tournament, and pretending that he was retired. Fulmer, Fatmer talking about his retirement. They think we're complete idiots.
So a nice little feel-good story about
it. Yeah, little puff piece on that fat turkey that ruined Tennessee football twice, got fired twice by his own school, and the hometown paper's snowing everybody in town calling it retirement. I guarantee it's in the Tennessean today. Google Blake Koppmeyer, formal retirement. Read the quotes. He's got about 3 or 4 quotes in the article if you want to vomit before breakfast. Sit your own Central Time. Hey, Bill, like I said, I guess that Peabody bus is rolling, right? I'll be out there at the Watt Road truck stop exit, give them a big moon. You know what time they're coming across the plateau?
They don't give me their travel.
I know one thing. After Kumar Rocker got humiliated, gave up those 3 or 4 home runs and those 14 runs the other night, he'd probably be running about the 8th round draft pick now. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, Peabody. See ya.
The Cosby Cattleman. Got the second shot. Arm a little sore, maybe a slight little chill or fever. The Dickel put it all away. No worries. No worries at all. He's all vaxxed up. Your guy is all vaxxed. By the way, is vaxxed, if you say vaxxed, is that 2 X's or 1? How does that work? All vaxxed up. Cosby Cattleman now could go to Dollywood. What's that restaurant at Dollywood he said is so famous? Everybody goes to Sally's Kitchen or something. I don't know. I've only been to Dollywood once, and it was for Christmas. It was just prior to Christmas. We were up there the Christmas holidays. Oh, gosh, more 15 plus years ago. And could not have had a worse. Well, Dollywood wasn't bad, but the Gatlinburg experience could not have been worse. Actually, I was back in Gatlinburg, 3-4 years ago? Crazy Charlie will remember, because I had to go up for a Christmas high school tournament for my daughter. So Crazy Charlie hosted the show. We were up there a couple days. I remember it was really weird because it's December. No, it was right after Christmas for that. But it was between Christmas and New Year's. And the weather every day was 70-plus degrees. It was a very odd, warm temperature. Balmy for that time of year. Chris down in Alabama travels all over the place. He's a driver, big truck driver. He's got rigs all over the place. Says, Bill, we've been talking about transferring today, and someone impartial comes to my mind. Perfect example of a snowflake, Blake Barnett. What happened with him? Transferred several times. And he was Johnny Five-Star. I remember he was committed to Notre Dame first. And decommitted. Committed to Alabama, signed with them. His dad was a big listener of the show. Really nice guy. Really nice guy. And I've lost touch with him, but you've heard it. Remember, his dad came on the show a couple times back then. And he just wasn't the player that everybody evaluated him to be. So where did he end up? He ended up, well, two places. He went to, was it Arizona or Arizona State? And then he went to USF, I believe. I think he got married, too. I think dude got married. No life. Jim down in Jupiter. Bill, Cosby just did the best laugh after talking about Corbin. Charlie, you need to isolate that and use it as a drop. Yeah, his laugh was a little more hearty this morning. I think the double vax has got a new energy boost in him. He's all pumped up. He's double vaxxed, baby. He's excited. Mike up in New Jersey. Bill Cosby with the heat this morning. Yeah, he was throwing fastballs. As opposed to Kumar Rocker, at least recently, Cosby Cattleman's fastball has a little bite on it, right? That's the way I see it. Paragon SC up in New York City. Bill Cosby, all ornery this morning. Laugh out loud. Yeah, Cosby's all excited, man. Took some shots. Now, again, you got to remember with Cosby Cattleman. Yeah, he takes shots at all these other schools. He does that. He's an equal opportunity attacker. But he always gets a shot in at his school. Don't say that he's totally partial, because he's not. You may disagree with everything he says. That's fine. But gets a shot in at the Vols every time. This time, fluff piece in the paper about Fulmer. I've not read it. I haven't seen the piece. I'm just taking his word for it. Fulmer's nice and happy on his farm over there in, it's pronounced Maryville. It looks like it's Maryville, but it's Maryville. Almost like Marvel. Big old farm there. Lots of money. Monthly, now more money coming in. Orchestrated a disaster this time for the football program. Sitting there watching it just crumble. Nothing to see. Baghdad Bob's standing up saying, nothing to see here, y'all. You're not witnessing what you think you're witnessing. It's all good. We'll take the break. Coming right back. Thursday edition. One-time freebie, y'all. There you go. You got what you wanted. Omni.
Good morning. There's still quite a bit of traffic volume coming down 65 as expected here at Trinity Lane. It's heavy, but it's moving better than it was 10, 15 minutes ago. From that minor wreck, we had 24 westbound there at Bell Road. Latest accident, OHB at Kingsbury. That's going to be over in Forest Hills. And still some traffic up through Kingston Springs right now, 40 East. All that traffic coming in from Dixon County. Hey, True Friends Moving Company is now hiring. Call 615-240-2811 or simply go online to TrueFriendsMovingCompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck, you're on time traffic.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español?
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
Bom dia, like good day, good morning, I think.
I can say, je m'appelle David, but that's probably it.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
This year is my year to get fluent in Spanish, and Babbel is definitely going to help me do that. The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
I've tried other language learning apps, and nothing really stuck. Babbel's been a complete game-changer for me.
Hoy es miércoles, y el clima está muy bueno afuera.
Estoy conforme. Yo no tomé café de mañana.
Je suis des États-Unis, et du vient tu.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
And now Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, our premier full-service exterior expert, is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. This message is from Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, backed by over 20 years of experience and an A-plus rating on the BBB. For residential or commercial, roofing, siding, or gutters, call today at 615-788-5031 and online at AbsoluteContractingPlus.com. Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, proudly saluting our troops and veterans.
The George Plaster Show.
It's great. You finally landed in a place where you're going to thrive with the greatest people on sports radio, pretty much.
Weekdays starting at 2.
It's sports talk the way it should be.
The George Plaster Show.
Man, it's great to have you back, my friend.
The George Plaster Show.
This is going to be that much better now with George on afternoons, man. I can't wait, man.
George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. For today, sunshine, highs near 65, clear tonight, lows in the low 40s, sunny for Friday, highs near 66, cloudy on Friday night, chance of rain, lows near 45. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Bill King doesn't need a countdown clock because he already knows when football season starts.
Bill King Show, brought to you by the palatial, lovely, Nashville Hotel.
Saw this overnight, I guess, and it sounded a little unusual. I don't know the backstory on this, but here you go. A report from Michigan Insider on 24/7 Sports. Michigan Director of Recruiting Matt Dudek resigned from his position with the Wolverines to take a similar role at Mississippi State. On Thursday morning, this morning, Dudek confirmed the move, releasing a statement to Michigan fans to thank them for his time in Ann Arbor and shared his excitement to join the Bulldogs. Quote, I just want to say goodbye to all the amazing people and the fans at the University of Michigan and Ann Arbor. There is no way I could name names individually, so I won't try, but it was overwhelming. By all the people that reached out yesterday, thank you to everybody who has made my time here for my family a wonderful one. It wasn't a decision that I took lightly, but it was just too great of an opportunity to pass up. Next up, Mississippi State and Stark Vegas. Can't wait to attack the trail and the SEC with some amazing people. Now, he was at originally, where was he originally? He was at Arizona before that. And I think he, was he, I don't know that he was at Rutgers with Schiano, but he was at Rutgers. His alma mater is Pitt, according to this article. So he's a pit guy. He's from Aliquippa Bob's neighborhood, or Dom's neighborhood up there. Of course, one's a Penn State fan and one's a Notre Dame fan. But nonetheless, Josh replies, Bill, Ann Arbor is a bleep. I will not pronounce that word. He says, I'm just saying. I knew you Buckeyes would probably like that. Hoptown boy up in Kentucky, Bill. The restaurant at Dollywood is Aunt Granny's. Okay. What did I say? Sally's? Grandma Sally's or something? I didn't come close to it. They say it's really good. I've not been there. I don't know. Was that? I don't even know if that place was there when last time we went to Dollywood. We get to Dollywood. My two oldest, which are now, 22 and 21, were about 5 and 6. So we had them and the twin girls, and the last three boys we did not have yet. We go to Dollywood. It's going to be nice over the Christmas holidays, and we rent a very expensive chalet up in the mountains. Nothing works. The electricity worked. Nothing else worked. Couldn't get anybody on the phone to come and fix anything. Couldn't find a restaurant or hardly anything to go to. Get to Dollywood, and while waiting in the line to get your picture taken with Santa, my two older boys get in a fight. That's not a good look in front of Santa. I mean, Santa knows what you're doing anyways. Now you're in a line, and Santa is there, okay? He's there. You're in front of Santa, and you get in a fight with your brother. So I had to break that up. Then, after the miserable trip, heading home, everybody catches the flu. We all catch the flu on the way home somehow, and we get home, and we all just fall into bed. Just collapse. We just literally just blimp, collapse right in the bed. That was that trip. I will not take another one. That's not happening again. I'm not going there, and I'm sure as hell not going to Disney World. It's not happening. That ruined it. Now, we'll go to the beach. We'll still do that. I don't have any bad beach stories. Those are all fun and happy and good. Got millions of those. Emerald Coast, wherever. No more Dollywood ever. Well, you know, Dollywood, it wasn't Dollywood's fault. It was Gatlinburg's fault. Dollywood's innocent in this. Couldn't have been worse. I think I was paying $600-700. This is 15 years ago, something like that. I think I was paying $600-700 a night for this big old chalet. And I'm telling you, that was nice, but everything malfunctioned pretty much. And nobody, we finally got hold of somebody, I don't even know who, and they were indignant, like, what do you want me to do? Can you, we got all this stuff's not working and we're paying for it. What do you want me to do about it? I just it couldn't have been worse. Hopefully I've thinned out some of the traffic up there with this diatribe. Not good. Worst yet, easily, and I don't even know, do we even call that a vacation? Easily the worst vacation ever. You could make a TV special over Christmas about this. Just one disaster after another. Bama Mark checking in this morning. Bill, there is no one, and I repeat, no one better than Cosby Kattaman on the show or any show. He needs his own 30 to 40 minute segments. That's too dangerous. Yeah, that'd be you hand him the keys, that's very dangerous. Jim in Jupiter says, Bill, I went to Dollywood about 5 years ago and was not expecting much. I live in Florida with all the parks. I could not have been happier with my experience. Great park, really nice people. Just business. down in Hoover. Bill, why did they close the amusement park down in Nashville? I've been to the mall and the Gaylord. That's cool. Not the Omni, though. No, it's not the... Well, Opryland was the amusement park, and I had so many memories as a kid. Back then, again, your parents could just drop you off and just, bye, we'll pick you up later in the day. Drop you off at 10 in the morning, we'll see you at 5. And you just wander that park. Get on the rides, go to all the shows. They had all kinds of shows you could go to. Go get your food. Just everywhere you turned, it was wonderful. And you'd get passes, and they were cheap. I mean, compared to what they probably would be today, obviously. And I just assumed that maybe the park was not generating the revenue in the later years. I don't really know. Now it's the Opryland Mall. On that same piece of property, it's the mall and all of that stuff. And I once got past like elementary school. I really didn't go there anymore. But I remember 9, 10, 11, 8, 9, 10, those ages, you just go there, you and your buddies, and your parents didn't have to be with you at all. Totally. I mean, not one worry in the world. And just go hang out. They had a monster roller coaster. They had the log ride where you get splashed and everything. I can't even name all the. It was just wonderful. It was right on the Cumberland River, baby. Had relatives that had a house exactly right across the river. When I'd visit them, you could see them building the theme park right across the river. You could hear it. You could see it. You get excited because your parents would tell you, but man, that's going to be a big amusement park. Here in a couple of years, that will be built. You can go to it and hang out and have all the fun you want. And we did. But I don't know. I don't really know all the. I assume, again, it was just. It had to be lack of revenue. Maybe the crowds fizzled out. There's probably more to it than that, but I don't really remember. Jay Cutler's burner account, Bill. Cosby could do overnights. Would be perfect for that crowd. So give Cosby the midnight to 4 a.m. swing. Yeah, but see, that would be that. You guys would probably like it, but that would be dangerous too because of the Dickel consumption. Hand him a mic fully lubed up with Dickel. And what would be the outcome there? Probably for you folks, a lot of laughing. You probably wouldn't get to sleep. Here's the other problem. You wouldn't get the sleep you need. I'm looking at the markets. Now, it was the jobless number, I think, that came out this morning, which was good. It was a lower number than the street. You know, they call it the street. And right now, the S&P is almost up 30. As we just... I guess a minute or so ago, opened up the markets. NASDAQ is nice and happy, up about 140. VIX is down. That's good news. If you're a bull, that's good. Dow was screaming green, up 225. Nice and happy. So we'll see. Yeah, we'll see. Markets... sometimes start happy and end happy, meaning day to day. Sometimes start a little negative, end up happy. Sometimes start a little happy, end up negative. Let me pull up. I've got one of my categories that I have on my TD Ameritrade is current watch or holding, meaning watching or holding. And let me just pull up. Well, Tesla. See, Tesla got up, flirted. Didn't it flirt with 780 yesterday? I know 770. Anyways, it sold off a little later some. It's 739 this morning, 740, but it's up about 7. Tesla's been raging a little bit. If you've had some call options and you've been smart about it, you've probably done well with Tesla. So most everything, there's a few things that are red here this morning, but most everything is green. Just on my list is way too big. One of the mistakes you can make, at least for me, is owning a whole bunch of stocks at one time. And every time I do that, I know better. And every time I do it, it just turns into a big mess. I'm better off. Now, maybe this is just me with two or three holdings. Just a couple of holdings and keep it simple. Mind those. When I start having a bunch of it's just crazy. Now, maybe that's just me. Maybe I'm just not equipped to sort through it because it's so busy. And I see some of these guys, like on Benzinga that I have on during the day, they'll pull up their portfolio. It'll be 50 to 100 stocks. I don't know how you can manage that. Now, they do. I mean, apparently they do. But I can't. It's I can't have it busy like that. I got to keep it real 2 plus 2 equals 4-ish for me. Josh up in London, Ohio. Welcome in, sir.
Hey, Bill. Good morning. Morning. First thing to John over there in Kuwait. Proud of you. Proud of everything all the men and women in uniform do for us every day. Without them, your show probably wouldn't exist. The Croner Bros would have canceled that by now. So, you know, proud of all them and everything that they do for us.
Any places in Kuwait that you can give him advice on? Any advice for Kuwait?
Ooh. You just gotta walk around. There's so many cool little shops. Some of the food is really good. Some of the food is really good, but you don't want to ask what you're eating because then you'll never try it. There's a lot of places all around the world that I've ever been. Thailand, you know, Korea, Singapore. By the way, Singapore is probably the cleanest place I've ever been in my entire life. That country is incredible. But you don't ask what you're eating. You just shut up, put it in your pie hole, chew and swallow. If you like it, grab another one and then ask what you're eating. So, I mean, you'll probably have some sort of like mountain oysters or something like that if you ask, and then who's going to try that? So I figured that maybe if I call, maybe I can get sponsored by Snoop Dogg, or maybe Berg will sponsor me with the old Kush House down
yeah.
there. So.
Yeah, that's the natural one for you. Some kind of legal, maybe we can get you some little gummy bears or something.
Oh, man, I've got some of those. Those work pretty good. You got to wait a little bit, and you can't eat too much. You'll regret that. But, Bill, man, baseball season. I'm not much into college baseball, but I've watched a little bit of LSU. I haven't really seen any Vanderbilt yet, but some Buckeye stuff. It's hard for me to get into that. I have a much easier time following and watching the major leagues.
I know.
I'm trying, though.
Big Ten country's tough when it comes to baseball. Now, there's some good teams up there. I'm not suggesting that, but it's there's not a lot of pull there.
Right. I don't know enough about the way college ball works as opposed to major leagues, and it's harder for me to follow because, you know, I don't know. Right. I can't look at Rocker and be able to say, hey, that's Rocker right there.
Right.
So I can go right to the Reds lineup and recognize everybody. But man, Bill, I just wanted to call in for a minute. I haven't talked to you in a couple of days or so. So there you go.
All right.
Again, John in Kuwait. Proud of everything you're doing, sir. Keep your head down. Bill, we'll catch you later.
Appreciate you, Josh. Got to get the break right here. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still busy coming down 65 right now through Madison, but hey, it's moving. Let's keep it that way. Latest wreck with injuries. It's going to be over in Hermitage. Watch for the fire department at Tulip Grove Road at Lebanon Pike. They should be in the area here momentarily on this crash with injuries. That's Tulip Grove Road at Lebanon Pike. OHB at Kingsbury should be back open in Forest Hills here in the next few minutes on that earlier collision. Princess Hot Chicken is now hiring inside the Assembly Food Hall near the National Museum of African American Music on Broadway. Call 6- 615-478-1171. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey guys, it's Zach from Millennial Sports Mornings here to talk to you about Hayes Nissan of Rivergate. They have been serving the Nashville area for more than 28 years with a long-standing tradition of providing outstanding customer service to anyone who steps on their lot. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or service your vehicle, you can be sure that their team will dedicate themselves to your individual needs. They also offer much more than just legendary customer service. They will help you find the vehicle that fits your lifestyle, personality, and most importantly, your budget. If you like what you hear, then simply call to schedule an appointment at 615-865-7220. Again, that's 615-865-7220. Or you can just stop by at 1550 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison and check them out on the web at nissanofrivergate.com. And look, you can trust me. Not only am I a spokesperson, but I'm a customer. That's Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Before you move in and start making a lifetime of memories, there's something you should remember. The value of working with a realtor. A realtor is more than an expert in the field who abides by a code of ethics. A realtor is your neighbor and your ally. Someone who puts your agenda ahead of theirs. Someone who understands your dreams and has the expertise to make them a reality. Finding the right place starts with you and a realtor and the doors we open together. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it. We have more Jeffs than you do. It's the Bill King Show.
South Bend, Indiana. Bill, if we had a 64 fan tournament, 64 people from the audience, tournament based on contributions to the show, are the obvious one seeds in the regions Cosby, Jeff in the Borough, Armageddon, and Black? They would be, yeah, I mean, that would be top considerations. Now, Black is, I don't know where he is. I'm worried about him. Now, I really don't know anybody who is in contact with him. So I don't have any insight. I don't have anybody I could email and say, hey, have you heard from Black lately? We've been missing him. I hope he's okay, but we're at least 2 months into this. And we haven't heard from him. Now, he's a driver, and he's drives a big rig, and he's all over the place. His schedule is busy. Maybe it's just the schedule is just too busy right now. It might be. I hope that's all it is. I don't know otherwise. I have no idea, but I am worried about Black. That's we don't need him missing, right? He means too much to the show. Don't need any of you missing. Black calls in and just brings it. Black never has a bad day when he calls in. Let me put it that way. Even if he calls in, he's called in before and said, hey, Bill, I forgot what I was going to talk about. I'll call you later. Click. That's a good call. Yeah, that's even a good call. I don't mind if he does that. Shannon says, Bill, I would be probably somewhere in the 10 to 12 seat. Ah, Shannon, you're a very good call. I love it. Shannon's story is a really good one. He's from Jim and Jupiter's territory, the Palm Beach area, the Jupiter area, West Palm area. And went to high school all the way up through his upbringing. Went to Notre Dame to college. Never came back. Never moved back. I guess he was down there recently, I think. But as far as moving, see, the story you would think would be I was in somewhere up in the Midwest. I got to Florida. The weather was awesome. I never went back. But that's not his story. He was down there in the Sunshine State, went to college at South Bend, and said, start a family here. This is home. Let's go. Let's go, y'all. G-E-A-U-X. Let's go. So that's a good story. It's a very good story. Just business in the Hoover, Birmingham area. Says, how much Dickel would Cosby consume during an entire show as the host? That's an awful long time, Bill. Clay, a Vanderbilt fan, says, I'd hang up the damn station if he... The Cosby Cabinet's not giving up. Now, I know a lot of you probably don't have an emotional angle on this one, but the Vandy, Tennessee baseball series... it's probably the biggest baseball series. It's not going to determine who does what the postseason and everything. But just as far as bragging rights, Tennessee baseball has not been good, it seems, since Todd Helton. Now, somebody may bring up a year that I'm skipping somewhere. But for the most part, it's not been very good for a long time. Kind of like the football program, right? And but worse. I'd say maybe consistently worse than the football program. Right now, it's one of the best teams ranked in the nation in baseball. Tony Vitello. And Vanderbilt is considered the better program, obviously, with Tim Corbin. Tim Corbin's the best college baseball coach, I think, on the planet Earth. And that game is at dilapidated Lindsey Nelson Stadium. Not I don't know if it's dilapidated, but it's certainly not one of the nicer facilities at all. And that series starts Friday night, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And Tennessee's been playing some really good ball. Yeah, been playing some very, very good baseball. And we got an email from a good friend down in College Station who said that the chirping local, and he works at A&M. He's a big Tennessee fan, though, but he works at A&M. And he says that the chirping on the street is that A&M, with all their might and all their money, is coming after Tony Vitello, who more recently was at Arkansas. He's a Missouri guy. He's from the St. Louis area. He played, I believe he went to school at Missouri. But so he's not a Texas guy, but again, doesn't matter. Now, Tennessee can write really, really, really big checks, too. They got billionaire sugar daddies, too, but... A&M, man, you know as well as I do. When they want somebody, they don't care if it leaks out. They don't care who knows what. They don't try and hide it. They write the check, and they get their guy. So if I'm Tennessee, I'd be sharpening up here a little bit. You don't want to lose the best thing, even though baseball does not count nearly like football does or basketball. You don't want to lose the best thing going on your campus athletically. So whatever that check needs to be, I'd get that done. Doesn't matter if it's not much of a revenue sport. Don't lose. Baseball is way more prominent now, college baseball, than it used to be. It's on TV all the time. People know more about it in general than they used to. College baseball used to be totally out of sight, out of mind. It's not really anymore. It's way more prominent. I hope. You know, Tennessee is famous for disasters, right? The state you up the street 3 hours is famous for infighting, eating their own, fighting amongst their own, and making terrible decisions. Probably don't want to add this one to the list. If you can bring yourself around. All right. We'll take the break. Coming right back. Omni.
Good morning. Traffic still busy coming down 65 right now through Madison, but hey, it's moving. Let's keep it that way. Latest wreck with injuries. It's going to be over in Hermitage. Watch for the fire department at Tulip Grove Road at Lebanon Pike. They should be in the area here momentarily on this crash with injuries. That's Tulip Grove Road at Lebanon Pike. OHB at Kingsbury should be back open in Forest Hills here in the next few minutes on that earlier collision. Princess Hot Chicken is now hiring inside the Assembly Food Hall near the National Museum of African American Music on Broadway. Call 615-478-1171. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Are you looking to start your own home gym? Hey guys, it's Zach, and I've got the hookup for you. Premier Fitness Source has opened a new location here in the Nashville area, and they are there to help you build the gym of your dreams. They can help you with residential and commercial exercise equipment and with the entire process from design to sales, installation, and maintenance. They are located at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. From ellipticals to weight benches, they have all the tools you need to achieve your health and fitness goals. Go check out their website at premierfitnesssource.com or go see them in Brentwood at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 next to Publix. And check out their Instagram at PFS_Tennessee. Be sure to tell them that we sent you to receive a free gift. Again, that address is 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. At Premier Fitness Source, they are committed to more than your satisfaction.
Napa Know How. Get a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Platinum Filter for just $26.48. They're like the only couple you don't mind inviting over. They help you with your car, they save you money, and they never display their affection publicly. That's Napa Full Synthetic and a Platinum Filter for $26.48. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
General States pricing. Sales prices not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 4/30/21.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Kathy Lee Gifford.
Boy, do you guys know how to treat a lady. I'm an entertainer. I came out of the womb with a rim shot and a pratfall. And I'm not going to change. That's who I am. Wow. To me, it could have been a piece of poo-poo. It was paying my bills, baby.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. For today, sunshine, highs near 65, clear tonight, lows in the low 40s. Sunny for Friday, highs near 66, cloudy on Friday night, chance of rain, lows near 45. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
The best college football talk on the planet, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. The Bill King Show.
Baseball. You know, you can bet. FanDuel has got a little something for you. How about watching a game? Great weather, a cold drink in your hand, and a little action on FanDuel Sportsbook. If you've never bet on baseball, now's a good time to give it a shot. FanDuel is letting new users swing for the proverbial fences. You'll get up to $1,000 back in site credit if your first bet doesn't win. And once you have an account, you can get up to $25 back each day in site credit if your same game parlay bet falls one leg short. That way, you can combine multiple baseball bets for an even bigger win all season long. There's a reason FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one sportsbook. The app is simple to use. They have great odds on all the different betting markets, unique, fun bet types like same-game parlay, and always on promotion to let you get more action out of every game day. And when you win, FanDuel is going to get you your money in as little as 24 hours. Just download that app, the FanDuel Sportsbook app. It's easy to do. Sign up. Use the promo code BKING. That way they know I sent you. That's right. FanDuel Sportsbook. Promo code BKING. 21. You got to be at least 21. Got to be in Tennessee because, again, all this is every state's got their own rule. By the way, Alabama's starting to saw some news about Alabama. I think they're getting, now I don't know exactly what it was, but it's more loose rules when it comes to the gambling there. I didn't read the specifics. You folks who listen in Alabama can correct me on this, but I think some good news is coming your way. First online real money wager only for risk-free bet. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions do apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Gambling problems, call the Tennessee Red Line, 800-889-9789. Jeff, too, sent me the reason why Opryland shut down, and I'll get that here in a second. Bob, I believe, has dialed us up this morning. Good morning, Bob. Welcome in.
Hey, good morning, Bill. Yes, Bill?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Hey, I was watching a lot of film of this Summit football earlier. I kept seeing this number 10, back quick as a cat. Who is that boy?
He is, his last name is King. He's 5'10", 182, and he's trying. He's trying his hardest. That's all, that's all I know.
A lot of fake runs to him, I guess, to hold the linebacker or something. And I seen him catching a few balls, too.
He played receiver, running back. Yeah, he's. I told him yesterday, and he doesn't need my help. He works out on his own. He doesn't need me to push him. And I just told him, relish it, because this stuff ends fast. Take every second in.
I had all girls, and I got six grandsons, and they all played football and baseball.
Yep.
And I tell you, it's a pleasure to watch them, I'll tell you.
It's fun. Yeah, it's fun. It's fun.
Hey, yeah, my favorite caller is Calvin. I know. I'd like to see you put him and Grill on a call together and see what would go on.
That would be highly entertaining. I don't know that either one. Griff would not agree to it, I don't think, but maybe we can trick him and just have him call in or something.
Yes. Well, hey, looks like we're going to lose a weight, boys. Is that the way it looks to you?
They are over here. Matter of fact, Keaton, the four-star, was over here lifting yesterday, last 2 days.
Yeah.
And by the way, then he and Brandon had to go get the shot together because they were perhaps exposed somebody to school, whatever. But, and I purposely do not ask. I do not want to rain on their parade. And I've never said a word to any of them about any team at all. So I read what you read, but I have no insight there on purpose. I don't want to do that to them. If I came on these airwaves and said, hey, I've got the scoop, that would be so wrong.
Yeah,
you know, I'm not going to do that to them.
No, I wish we got them. I'm not kidding you. I told you, and you may not believe it. I believe this white boy is a better quarterback than the boy from Martin. I really do. I watched
it. I think both will be good, either way. Yeah.
The boy from Martin, I know he's got he got all the publicity, but his high school team wasn't very good at all, Bill. You had to watch him to see what I'm talking about.
Right.
But anyway, that's either here or there. But I was hoping we'd get them. Callahan, I think, still got his crystal balls up for Tennessee. But I think Wilfong, is that his name?
Yes.
Has changed his to Kentucky.
So I didn't know that. But yeah, they're having their ceremonies on Friday. I guess, heck, it's already tomorrow is when they do this.
Yeah. But this kid we got yesterday, now, he's got a brother. I think you mentioned a while ago. I've been reading a lot about him. They moved up here from Georgia, if I read it right. And they say his brother's going to be one of the best players in the state next year.
One of the top, if not the top 23, class of 23 kids, younger brother. Yeah.
All right, Bill, I appreciate you taking my call and have a good day.
Thank you, sir. Jeff 2 says, Bill, it wasn't financially as the reason for Opryland getting rid of the theme park. He says it was closed because it was bought by a new group at Gaylord headed by Terry London, who had a vision called Shoppertainment. So it wasn't the revenue, which I speculated on. Again, I don't. At that point, Opryland wasn't a thing in my life. I wasn't going anymore. But we had some good times there. I do know that. Appreciate Jeff. No, I'm glad you cleared that up. Jim and Jupiter, Bill, A&M tells you they're going to take your coach, then they take your coach, and then the coach doesn't do anything. At Crazy Charlie 615, all the markets are happy. It's all I can report. At Bill is King, and be on the right side of Tesla, for God's sakes. After all these months, get it right with Tesla, okay? Lajpa.